still kung fu kick you in the dick. Old man Wade ain't nothing to fuck with. Old man Wade might stomp a cunt quick. Don't call old man Wade a punk bitch, cause he'll kung fu kick you in the dick.
Congratulations, old man Wade, for you were victorious by way of swift kick to the dick.
And welcome to the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Stubborn and the Lord of Laughter, Old Man Wade. And Super Bowl Harvey, again, sadly, is not around. He's out replenishing himself because he just fought a galactic battle and he needs some time to rest. But salute to him and to Harvey, I say, 3, 2, 1. But I actually think this is the first time that we recorded an episode, just the two of us, on the show together. So tell everyone who you are.
I'm Brandon from the Watch Some Series podcast. I've been here many, many times. Old man's been on my show many times. We had a podcast together for a while. I've merged that into the Watch Some Series podcast. I'm just here to talk a lot of shit and have some fun.
Yeah, man. This is going to be a good one. So recently, a buddy of mine decided to talk about his top 5 women of all time. And it got me prompted to think about who my top 5 of all time are. So these are the top 5 people that I would love to have sex with. They are attractive, they are amazing, and I'm sorry, but I'm going to be misogynistic for a little while, but I apologize. And I can't wait to hear Brandon's reaction to each of these, especially number 5. Brandon, are you ready?
I'm ready, I think.
Number 5, Ryan Reynolds.
Okay. I can see that.
Number 4, Bailey.
Really?
Oh, Bailey's got a banging body. I think she's absolutely beautiful.
I mean, I think she's beautiful too, but I wouldn't have her on the top 5. That's high.
Number 3, we have Danny Fernandez.
Who the fuck is that?
She's a writer. She's been on Disney. If you give her a Google, Dani Fernandez, on Instagram, you'll find her. Number 2, I know you know. Actually, you know number 1 and number 2. Number 2 is Trinity Fatu.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I think she is one of the most gorgeous women on the fucking planet. And it was even more beautiful during the Royal Rumble when she came out with her, like, afro, like, flowing in the wind as she ran.
Yes.
It made me so happy. Yes. And number 1, so people who know me assume that they know who my number 1 is, but my old number 1 didn't even crack the top 5. Number 1, Zazie Beetz.
Oh, yeah, I can absolutely see that.
Like, I love her so fucking much.
Yeah, she has it.
Yeah, you know what's funny? Is like when you hear someone say they have it, it's like you don't really get it, but she has it.
Yeah, she has it. Like, you can just, when you look at her, you just go, oh, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, like, and like, I love her natural hair too, man. It just does something for me. So I'm gonna do dealer's choice here. We have 2 short topics and then a 1 long topic. Which one do you want to do first?
Let's do 1 short topic, the long topic, then finish with the short topic.
All right, so we'll start with the short one. We'll go with apparently on Twitter, someone said that Hank Hill would vote for Trump.
I thought this was the long topic.
No.
King Hill. Did anybody actually watch King of the Hill? Because there's this myth that King of the Hill is like this racist, white, like propaganda animated show. And I'm just like, did y'all watch the show? Because that's not what the show is.
At all.
That's not what the show is.
It's funny because, like, anybody who actually watched the show knows that Hank Hill spent a lot of time evolving as a person. Mm-hmm. He spent so much time, learning that, hey, the stuff that I used to do is absolutely wrong and I shouldn't be doing this. And I think my favorite one was someone posted a comment on the first episode of King of the Hill where, I can't remember the dude's name, but he had a kid that's not his kid, and he was debating global warming. And Hank Hill said, it's 110 degrees now, and the summer just started. If it gets 1 degree hotter, I'm kicking your ass.
Now, Boomhauer, I think he might vote for Trump.
Oh, you know, let me tell you, everyone else, all of Hank Hill's friends, absolutely voted for Trump. All of them. Including the, they're not Korean, they're not Filipino. Bobby Hill's best, that's not Bobby Hill's best friend. Bobby Hill's the one he had a crush on. I can't remember what their, they're not Korean, they're not Vietnamese. But the Asian family, they definitely voted for Trump. Like, they are, they feel like they're better than everyone else. And they, I can absolutely see them not wearing masks.
Yes. 100%. Bobby, I don't think Bobby would vote.
No, absolutely not. I just feel like you said, I don't think Bobby would vote, and you just stopped there.
Yeah, I don't think Bobby would vote.
Oh, at all. No, Bobby's not voting at all. So I found an article, and it's an election year in the United States, and while 2020 has been is a year that feels like a lasted a decade, blah, 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 blah. Someone on Twitter said that Hank Hill, that's right, people are debating whether the King of the Hill character would vote for Donald Trump, and now it's become a major trend on social media sites. There is absolutely no way in hell, like, and someone, this was the best comment that I think that kind of solidified it. Hank Hill had a issue voting, he had an issue voting for George W. Bush because he had a weak handshake. Exactly. So if he has a weak handshake, what makes anybody think that he'd vote for fucking Trump? Everything about that dude is weak.
Yeah, and so like I saw an article. I'm reading a little bit about some stuff about now about Hank Hill's character analysis. And one dude wrote that like he's similar to Archie Bunker, except for the fact that his ability to acknowledge that the values and beliefs he grew up with are no longer sufficient to guide him in his role as a father, husband, and friend. So essentially, he's able to evolve from the environment that he grew up in. He grew up in some hick town in Texas. But as he gets older, he's able to see that, hey, man, this ain't it. Like, it's not the same anymore. And I need to change with that, even if the world around me isn't.
Yeah. And again, like you said, anybody who actually watched, if you could just randomly pick an episode in the season of King of the Hill, and you'll find out that he learns that a lot of his thoughts are either racist or old-time or misogynistic. Like, the idea when, like, I remember, like, every time Peggy wanted to get a job, he was like, oh! But, like, he eventually just, like, you know, if it's gonna work, it's gonna work. And, like, some of his thoughts are still very outdated. But, like, he's the epitome of someone you look at and you go, well, they're trying and they're not being offensive.
Right. I also don't think Hank Hill would vote be a progressive either.
No. Hank Hill strikes me as a stubborn.
Yeah, he's like an independent voter.
Yeah, that's exactly that. If you don't
I can see him voting for Clinton and then voting for Bush. I don't see him voting for Trump.
It is funny. So me and the wife were talking about this. I may be able to see him voting against Obama in the first election, but there's no way in hell he votes for Romney.
Yeah, I don't see that either. I can see him voting for John McCain.
Yeah.
A lot of people would have voted for John McCain if he didn't have Sarah Palin as vice president.
That's what killed him. That is exactly what killed him in the end. It was like, you picked who? And you know what? It felt like somebody was like, hey, so we have a black guy, so we should probably pick a woman. And I feel like someone...
And then they picked the worst one, the worst woman you could pick.
You know, and I feel like someone stood up and was like, what about Hillary Clinton? And they decided throwing stuff at him and kicked him out. And it was
the funny thing that people don't know about that in real life is that that wasn't his first choice for vice president. So initially, he was going to pick Joe Lieberman, who was a Democrat, who did not support Barack Obama, but he was a Democrat senator for a very long time, and he was going to run a unity ticket. He was going to run a ticket that's supposed to a bipartisan ticket. I'm going to have a Democratic vice president, and I'm going to be a Republican, and we're going to run this bipartisan, like, down-the-middle ticket. That's what was originally he was going to do. And then somebody came to him and said, hey, man, we got all these people. This is where the Tea Party was forming. We got all these people who believe these things, and they're a big part of our base, and we need this base to win. So if we don't energize this base, this ain't gonna win. So this woman identifies a lot with this Tea Party movement that's happening. Maybe we need to go with her and make and do that. And then he got convinced to go with Sarah Palin, and then the rest is history.
So before we go to the next topic, do you have anything else on Hank Hill being a Trump supporter?
I want to go back and watch some King of the Hill episodes because I want to see if it's streaming anywhere.
Hulu.
It's on Hulu? Okay, yep. So I might go back and watch some of that because I remember that show being entertaining, and I imagine it's going to be even funnier than other. And speaking of that, Mike Judge, just on a side note of this, did you know that they're bringing Beavis and Butthead back?
Yep, they're going to have, I think it's going to be a few new episodes and then a reboot.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, I don't know if Mike Judge is involved with that or not, but I know he was Beavis and Butthead and King of the Hill. Guy, and so I kind of want to go back and watch some King of the Hill because I imagine in the era of Trump, it may be both funny and infuriating. But I used to enjoy the hell out of that show. And the voices on that show are the best. Like, they're the best. Like, just Boomhauer and Hank Hill alone and Bobby, like, their voices are just so, they're just so Texas. Like, just so, like, I mean, it's stereotype, but I don't care because, you know, it's white dudes from Texas, so I'm good for it. It's such a great stereotype.
So, I was not a King of the Hill fan when it first came out. My wife started watching it as background noise when we go to sleep. I would find myself sitting up and just listening to it, and I would realize that 2 hours had gone by and I'd listened to nothing but King of the Hill, kind of like giggling to myself. And then, and not realizing how fucking good that show was way back when. I think it hits harder now than it did years ago.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these shows, like Futurama,
oh God,
great. Yes. Like, a lot of these shows, if you can, they've lasted the time. Like, you can watch them outside of the time they were written in and still get it.
So, here is the topic that I think is going to be the long one. And I'm going to try to go by this as fast as possible, but I know you and I know myself, so it's not going to go that way. I wrote an article 50 weeks ago, according to the internet, casting 30 of our favorite Marvel and DC superheroes and villains.
Okay.
So I did 30 characters and who the actors are who I think should play them. And I want to hear a yay or nay on these characters.
Okay.
So I'm going to do my best not to interrupt you, but this is the Old Man Wade show and you know how that goes. So you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
So we're going to call this, that we have a new topic called You Can Get With This or You Can Get With That. So this is going to be the You Can Get With This or You Can Get With That topic. So first off, Iron Man. I have Marsai Martin from Black-ish.
Is she supposed to be Riri Williams?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. I can see that.
That was an easy one.
That's a very easy one.
All right.
Although I think she would be better. Well, she's kind of older now. But a few years ago, she would have been better as Moon Girl.
That would have been great.
When she was younger and she had the glasses and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But at her age now, yes, she could absolutely be Riri.
Also, something I wanted to mention on our old show, when you were talking about characters who are start off colored should stay that way, X-23 originally was either black or Latin in X-Men Evolution.
I think she's perfect for a Latin woman.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
She was Latin in Logan. She was brown. But I don't know if she was just light-skinned and black or if she was just brown and Latin. But that's that. So next up, we have Batman. And I fully expect you to disagree with this one. I'm going John Hamm.
John Hamm? No, I can't. No. Now, I gotta say this.
Okay.
I am off. It's hard for me to separate John Hamm from. Sorry, I had to yarn. It's hard for me to separate John Hamm from all his comedic roles.
Yes.
And I can't see such a comedic actor playing stoic Batman. Although he has it in him. But I just see him as a comedic actor. And then John Hamm is ruined for me. Well, ruined is not the right word. Actually, I love him more for this. But he's ruined for me after seeing him play Larry David on Curb Your Enthusiasm. I cannot get that out of my head. So I cannot picture John Hamm as Batman.
Have you seen The Incredible Kimmy Schmidt?
The Incredible Kimmy Schmidt? Have I seen that?
It's on Netflix. If
no.
Do me a favor. Binge the series with the wife. We'll do a whole episode on that with Maria because we love that show. So next up, we have Thor. I have Anne Hathaway.
Oh, yeah. She could pull off Jane 100%.
So we have the Joker. I have Evan Peters. For those who don't know who he is, he was Quicksilver in the newer X-Men movies, and he was also in American Horror Story, which I thought he was, and that was what did it for me as an actor. He literally did everything in American Horror Story. If you want to know how good of an actor he is, if he can do something, just cut on that show because he did everything. He did. He played loving. He played psychotic. He played funny. He even had a season where he was like old-timey, and I talk like this, and I have a pencil-thin mustache, and I'm still a killer. Meh. Like, I think he's one of the guys who I feel will be one of the better actors when all said and done.
I see him as more of a meticulous villain than the Joker, because I remember him from Pose.
He was in Pose?
Yeah, he was in Pose.
Oh, then I'm in. Then I'll definitely have to watch that then.
I see him more as like, what's the dude from the Punisher show? Bullseye. I mean, not Bullseye. Jigsaw.
Okay, yeah.
I see him more as like that type of character, but I think he could pull off a version of the Joker.
That's really, really good. That's actually really, that's so good. I'm going to steal that and write something on that. That is fucking perfect. Next up, we have Captain America, and I can't wait for you to yell at me for this. Joel Kinnaman.
The fuck is that?
He's one of your favorite people. He was in Suicide Squad. He played
Rick. Joel Kinnaman?
He played Rick Flag. But
oh, that dude?
But hold on. After our conversation, he should definitely play the guy we just talked about. U.S. Agent.
Yes, he should be U.S. Agent. He should be fucking John Walker. Oh my god, I can't see him as no. No, Captain America. No,
he's definitely be U.S.
Agent. But to be fair, I really can't see anybody as Captain America anymore after Chris Evans. I mean, as Steve Rogers, I should say.
Yeah, like he's just
Although originally they had casted John Krasinski. Or they wanted John Krasinski. He even tested as Captain America with the suit on and everything.
It was John Krasinski. The dude who plays Dean in Supernatural was another option as well. It's funny because it's Chris Evans, Chris Hemsworth, and Robert Downey Jr. The three. I'll even go further and say Ryan Reynolds. The four of them were so good at what they did that it's going to be years before we see anybody else playing them. Like, no one else should do it.
Well, nobody can be Deadpool. No. I don't believe that.
I think he was by far the perfect casting for a role.
Yeah, no one else can be Deadpool. And I don't see anybody else being Iron Man at this point.
No. I think they're going to have to reboot the entire, like, Marvel franchise before we get another Iron Man.
Now, John Krasinski, a lot of people want him to be Reed Richards, which he looks like him. He could absolutely be Reed. And his wife could be Sue. Yeah. I wonder if they have Emily Blunt could be Sue. So I wonder if they have on-screen chemistry, because a lot of married couples don't. Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes they do, like Ben Stiller and his wife did. They had great chemistry, but everyone doesn't. But they could absolutely be Sue and Reed. But yeah, that dude, Rick Flagg as Captain America, no.
But yeah, and after the conversation we had, he'd make a perfect U.S. agent.
Yes, yes.
So next up, we have Poison Ivy. I went Sophie Turner.
I don't know if she has.
I don't know if she has the. I don't know if she can. Here's the thing: she can play Pamela Isley.
She can play Poison Ivy from the Harley Quinn show.
Yes,
but that version of Poison Ivy, I can see that. I don't know
if she plays like the sexy seductress.
Yeah, like the way they would want her to be in the film, like turned up to 11. I don't know if Sophie has that range. I don't know. Maybe she does. But I saw her play Jean Grey, and I said, first of all, I didn't blame her for that because fuck Fox.
I thought she was. You put it like this. I thought Sophie Turner was one of the most consistent parts of that franchise.
I mean, that's a low bar. I thought she was okay. I didn't think she was bad.
She was the best part of Dark Phoenix. That's for damn sure. Again, low bar.
I mean, was there anything good about Dark Phoenix?
Yeah, her. No. I'm lying. Do you know the best part of Dark Phoenix?
What?
Mystique dying. I am a Jennifer Lawrence fan, but she was god awful as Mystique.
Well, she phoned it in. She didn't give a shit.
She sucked. She sucked from the very first movie. She was god awful. Period.
Well, in the beginning, she should have never been Mystique, but she tried. But in Dark Phoenix,
are you sure she tried?
In Dark Phoenix, she phoned that shit in. She wasn't even trying.
Let me tell you.
I have a better Pamela Isley.
I'm listening. What do you got?
Bryce Dallas Howard.
Why do I know that name?
She was in Jurassic World.
I can see that. I can absolutely see that.
She was in...
She looks tough. She looks like she can play the seductress. And she also looks like she could do either the comic book version that we've seen a million times, and it also looks like she could play the... Harley Quinn TV show version that we've watched.
Yes. And she's a really good actress. Like, I love her. But I'm biased towards her. But I think Bryce, she was in Rocket Man. Like, she could absolutely Rocket play Man that was, character.
Did you do a show? Did you do a review on Rocket Man?
Yeah, I loved Rocket Man.
Did you do a review on it, though, for the show?
Yeah.
Fuck, I gotta go back and listen to that one then.
Rocket Man was great.
That's another story for another time. We can do that on my show. I'll speed it up because we're on 7 of 30. we have Black Widow. I have Daisy Ridley.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, you know who she is. She was, she was Rey in Star Wars.
Oh, Daisy Ridley. I thought you said Ridley. Oh, yeah, she can do that. I mean, if ScarJo can do it, she can do it.
Yeah. So, I have Superman, I have Matt Bomber.
Yeah, he could do that.
Yeah, not again, low bar.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I just looked at a picture of him with glasses on, 100%.
Yeah. So, the next one was Wolverine. I had Daphne Keene, who played X-23. I'll like just throw her in a Wolverine role and just leave it at that.
So you just want her to be like the Wolverine X-23, like from the recent comics?
Yep.
Yeah, that could work.
I had Lex Luthor, I had Mark Strong.
That is better than what they. Well, here's the thing. I liked how Eisenberg played Lex Luthor.
What?
I thought he did a good job for what they asked him to do.
To quote my wife, he was, and I'm mad she thought of this, she went this obscure and I did. She watched this and we left, she goes, why was Lex Luthor the Mad Hatter?
Well, see, here's the thing. This is where DC fucks shit up. they casted him as the original Lex Luthor. So Lex Luthor wasn't always this rich business person. Like, for the years and years and years and years and years, he was like an evil scientist, like quirky dude.
Yeah.
And then they changed him into like stoic businessman person, and then that's what became famous, because that's what we all saw in, you know, in the Superman movie, the original ones. And so then that just became Lex Luthor. And so I get what DC was doing, but we're past that, right? So people don't know who the fuck that Lex Luthor is. So why would you put that Lex Luthor in a movie when nobody knows who the fuck he is? And so he was just startling to a lot of people. But what I'm saying is, what they asked him to do, he was very good at. I just don't understand why they asked him to do it. But Mark Strong could absolutely be Lex Luthor.
He's, again, another one of those actors who I think is can pretty much do anything that he wants to do as long as he's playing someone evil. She-Hulk, and this is a long shot, Gal Gadot.
I think that's a little bit repetitive, but yeah. She could do it. I would have other people I would prefer if she could do it.
For Green Lantern, originally...
Okay, which Green Lantern?
So here's the thing. So now I'm glad you said that. So I recently wrote an article on Diane Guerrero playing Jessica Cruz. Because she flat out says that, like, her next... She was like, oh, my next DC character will be Jessica Cruz. So she wants the role.
She could absolutely be Jessica Cruz.
Now, here's the funny thing about this. She actually was Jessica Cruz in one of the animated features.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Neither did I. I had to research on stuff like that. But so originally when I wrote this, when I had Green Lantern, I had Idris Elba.
No, 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 okay. I'm not having my Green Lantern be a snake. Absolutely not.
Oh, what?
He is, my Green Lantern is not being played by Stringer Bell. Sorry.
So, I'm going to be quick with this, all right? So, I'm going to say this. And I can't wait to see your reaction. I wish the rest of you can see this. Fuck Idris Elba. Okay.
I want Sterling K. Brown to play Jon Stewart.
I want, and this article comes out next week, I want Sterling K. Brown to play Mephisto.
He could do that too. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, fuck Idris Elba because he's a great actor. He's a handsome man.
He's a great actor.
He's also a snake.
He's
a handsome man. He's so good at what he does that he makes people hate him for the roles he previously did. Mm-hmm. And lastly, he's British, so he has that voice. He's British who can do an American accent. And then on top of that, he's 6'4". Fuck him. So yes, America, I'm hating Idris Elba because I'm a hater. Moving on. I'm aware of who I am. I'm the god of stubborn. I'm a petty motherfucker. Next up, we have Daredevil, and I went Charlie Cox.
Yeah, I don't think you can change that.
No, absolutely not. This one is going to piss you off, and I know it will. Robin. I went with Damian Wayne.
Which Robin?
I went with Damian Wayne.
Okay.
I went with Jackson A. Dunn.
Is that the dude from Walking Dead?
I know he's from Brightburn.
Jackson A. Dunn. Who's that?
He was in Brightburn.
How do you spell his last name?
D-U-N-N. It's the same...
Oh, Jackson A. Dunn. Okay, Jackson A. Dunn. Yeah, I don't know shit about kid actors, so I guess he could do it. I don't really give a shit about Damien.
That's good.
Damien's just an annoying brat to me.
So the next one is going to piss you off even more, because the next one is actually Nightwing.
Okay. Who are you going to ruin Nightwing with?
Zac Efron.
Come on, man. Come on, man. What is wrong with you?
A lot. Where do you want me to start?
Oh, my God. Why would you do this?
I'm just going to move forward because it's just going to be a string of insults.
I know. Do you care about Nightwing? Like, do you really?
When I wrote
do you really
this,
care about Nightwing?
When I wrote this, no, I did not.
Because clearly you don't care about Nightwing. Honestly, for me, you know what? I want Nightwing to be an Asian actor. And I want him to be the dude from Walking Dead that played Glenn.
Huh. Okay. We should... You know what I need? I need you to do a top five actors who played Nightwing. That's what I need from you.
Okay, Zac Efron won't be in that top five.
That's fine. I'll explain a lot of these castings when we're done. Next up, we have The Punisher.
Oh, hold on. Before you go, by the way, the dude who plays Nightwing on Titans is perfect looking for Dick Grayson. But they just ruined that fucking character, and I don't want to talk about that show.
Does he have them cheeks, though?
They don't really focus on the cheek. Well, I didn't watch the season two because I like myself too much. But I don't know if they focused on that or not. But the first season, it was all about him murdering people, so...
It was... I haven't finished it, but from what I've watched, I enjoyed. I'll finish it eventually. So then I had Carl Urban as the Punisher.
Carl Urban... I can't imagine a British Punisher.
Well, he can do an American accent.
Can he? Yeah. Oh, New Zealand. He's New Zealand, excuse me.
Yeah, he can. He was futuristic Punisher and Dread.
I can't get past what's his face as Punisher. So, like, he's the perfect Punisher to me.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I can't remember his name.
His name's slipping my fucking mind.
Something, John.
John Bernthal. John Bernthal.
Yeah, he was perfect. They should not. Punisher. Trust me. If I redid this, he would. I probably will. But like, there's no one better than him.
This was before. No, this wasn't before Punisher came out.
This was before season two came out, though.
Okay.
So, the Flash, I had Josh Hutcherson.
Yeah, he can do that.
Next up, we have.
Hold on, which Flash?
Barry. Does it really matter?
Yes, it does matter. Barry and Wally are totally different characters.
I think I had him as Wally. Yeah, I had him as Wally.
Yeah, he's more of a Wally than Barry. So, yeah.
So, this one you're not going to agree with. Storm, I had a more older and more mature Storm, and I had Lisa Berry. For those of you
who don't... That could work. No, that could work.
I wanted someone very commanding when I played that, so I had her. Catwoman, I had Morena Baccarin.
Deadpool and Gotham.
Deadpool, Gotham, Firefly.
Yeah, she could do that.
Jean Grey, we have Millie Bobby Brown. Stranger Things.
Yeah, I know. I guess she could be Jean.
Mostly because I feel like she could grow into the character, so it would be cool to have someone who's playing Jean Grey for 15 years.
Mean like they do Young X-Men?
Yes.
To start? Okay.
Red Hood, I had Jensen Ackles, but to much of my chagrin, he's way too old to play that.
Well, you know, I don't care who plays the Red Hood because fuck Jason Todd.
You know what? I'm about tired of you talking about Jason Todd like that.
Fuck Jason Todd.
He's the best. He is easily the best member of the Bat family next to Orphan.
He's the worst.
How is he the
best? No, Damian's the worst. Damian's the worst. Then Jason.
Oh God, no! Damian's the worst, but not. I'm not having this conversation with you. That's a whole nother. I'm not having this conversation with you. Magneto, I had Hugo Weaving.
Who?
Hugo Weaving.
Let me see.
V from Vendetta. Oh,
from V from Vendetta. I don't know. I feel like, is he Jewish?
He is. I don't think he is. But
I feel like we need a Jewish actor.
Yeah. I agree with you. We need a Jewish actor. But if we're not going with that, I think he would have the speeches down pat.
Yes. Speeches, yes.
But, like, we need a Jewish actor. So, the Riddler, I had Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny. Yes. You're agreeing with a lot more than I thought you would.
Oh yeah, he would absolutely. That dude would be great as the Riddler.
I had Adam Driver as Dr. Doom.
I like Adam Driver. I think he could do Doom. But I think you're seeing Doom as like Kylo Ren.
I don't even like Kylo Ren, to be honest. I hate Kylo
Ren. I mean, I can see him being Doom. Yeah, I can see him being Doom. Like this vain dude whose face is fucked up. But he's so petulant. I just keep seeing him as Kylo Ren, like this petulant dude. But I've seen him act in other stuff where he's very good, like in Black Klansman. He's got a lot of range, so he can do a lot of different things.
See, that's what I thought, because I saw him in... that was the thing for me. When I saw him in Black Klansman, I was like, oh, he has a lot of fucking range. He can do a lot of things. I was like, oh, perfect.
Yeah, he can be Doom.
For Arrow, I had Chad Michael Murray.
For Oliver Queen Arrow?
Yes, sir.
It's hard for me to see anybody besides Stephen Amell, but yeah, he can be Oliver Queen.
For Galactus, I have Keith David.
You want Galactus to be a black man?
I want Galactus to have that voice. But see, I also thought, so more recently, as a Keith David is still my go-to, but I have two other options. The dude who originally voiced Kratos in God of War, who was also in Living Single, and I also wonder whether or not the original dude who did Candyman could voice him.
Okay, you just go ahead and have that voice. Yeah, that makes sense. I can see that, then.
I want, so when you hear him, I want them to be like, you are this and you are that. So,
yep.
This Supergirl casting, I'm not proud of, but I'm going to say it anyway. Erin Moriarty. She was a... Starlight.
Oh, yeah, she would be fine as Kara. Yeah, she'd be great as Kara.
I think the actress they have now is perfect, but... They were recasting than her.
Yeah, Melissa's good. Melissa's very good. But yeah, I think Starlight would be fine as Kara.
So
hold on. She was in Jessica Jones?
Yes. Briefly.
Who the fuck did she play in Jessica Jones?
She was one of the first cases that we saw Jessica Jones solve.
Oh.
One of the first Purple Man abductions.
Oh, okay.
One of the first ones we knew about. Two of the next three are going to piss off a lot of racist white people. Mystique. I have Janelle Monáe.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Harley Quinn. I have Chloe Grace Moretz.
I don't see her as Harley Quinn.
So,
but again... I think Margot has been great as Harley Quinn, so it's hard for me to look past her.
I agree. So, I was having a conversation with my wife. I didn't know who to pick it, and she suggested her. And I went, no. And she goes, your problem is you still remember her as the young girl from Kick-Ass. So, it's hard for me to look at her in a sexual way. Because I remember her when she was like 13 or 14.
Yeah, but Harley Quinn, I mean, the Harley Quinn they did in Birds of Prey wasn't even presented as, like, the sexual person.
No.
She's just got to have that crazy look. And Chloe don't have that crazy look. Margot can do the crazy look.
I think that she could. But, again, a lot of it has to do with, like, when Margot Robbie plays Harley Quinn, she has these really big, crazy fucking eyes. So it works.
Yeah.
So, are you ready for the one that I'm pretty sure pissed off a lot of people?
Yes.
Mr. Sinister. So, before I ask you who should play who I pick for Mr. Sinister, who would you pick as Mr. Sinister?
That's a tough one, because you got to get... To get Nathaniel Essex down, you got to pick somebody who has to play, like, this meticulous, like, manipulating character. I like, if you want to do an older dude, like an older Mr. Sinister, I like Bryan Cranston.
That's a solid pick. I almost went with him, actually. He could play Lex Luthor, actually.
Huh?
He could play Lex Luthor.
He could play Lex Luthor. Let me see what people think. But go ahead, you go. But the only thing I can think of is like Bryan Cranston as an older dude.
This is gonna
the thing of it. Well, it depends. Like, because sometimes they portray Sinister as like this, like silly, crazy person, and then other times he's like this, like just like this calculating, like evil dude. So I guess it depends on how they cast him.
So I have somebody that's literally gonna cover all bases. Lakeith Stenfield.
Oh yeah, I mean he could do that. So I like Lakeith Stenfield. He has a good range.
So this is what I wrote. This is one of the more difficult choices. Mr. Sinister is a terrific character and deserves an actor that can pull off multiple traits. The guy playing Mr. Sinister has to speak like the person he's conversing with is a lesser being. They have to portray a level of narcissism that would make Dr. Doom blush. Lakeith Stenfield is that guy. Stenfield has proven himself that he can play calm and eccentric in Atlanta. Actually, a quick trip to his Instagram page, and you'll see he's more capable of being a colorful villain. Picture him with a glass of wine talking down to his minions as he's cutting a patient open or yelling at the X-Men as they ruin his experiment.
My only thing is, like, Nathaniel Essex is such, like, comes from rich white man isms that, like, it's hard for me to see him as not white. But if he's not going to be white, that would absolutely work.
So, we talked about this earlier in the podcast, but I honestly feel that Lakeith Stenfield will be one of the three best actors of all time once everything's said and done. Because everything he's been in, he's been a 10. There's never been a situation where he's been in, even if the movie sucks, he's still a 10. What's the...
That's great.
Like, Death Note. I know a lot of people hated Death Note, but he was great in that. Atlanta. I don't know if that show works without him being who he is. And then when you get to see him being not the wacky, kind of like super stoner guy, like the episode...
Like in the photograph?
Yes. So I actually haven't seen Stone Photograph. First thing I thought about was the Michael Jackson one. When he wasn't the stoner, when he was more inquisitive and more deep than anything, it's like, oh, he's not this person all the time. And every time I see him in something, it's like, oh, you're not the person everyone thinks you are. It's like he's so deep in things that it's like, you know, method acting.
Sorry to Bother You. I don't know if you've seen that movie.
Oh, that movie was... Movies. Oh, God. So, my introduction to your podcast was actually Sorry to Bother You. I was actually talking to Maria about this, and she was like, how did you meet Brandon? I was like, I met Brandon through Charmaine. And I was like, and it could have been vice versa, but I know them through each other. And I listened to the podcast before I went on, and they were talking about Sorry to Bother You. And even though... In the beginning, you say, spoiler alert, listening to you guys describe how great that movie was, there's a ton of spoilers. But this is the way I feel about spoilers. If a show is good enough, spoilers won't matter. And that movie was so damn good that knowing everything that was going to happen didn't make me like the movie any less. For me, now that I knew how the movie was going to end, all I could say to myself was, well, how do we get to this point? So, Sorry to Bother You was a movie that you could spoil it a million times over, and people will still enjoy it because it was fucking phenomenal from start to goddamn finish.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I have no words for how good that movie was. And in seeing him play a bunch of different roles in that movie... And I laughed my ass off when you guys were talking about nigga shit, nigga shit, nigga shit. And then seeing it, I was like, yep, I can understand why they were uncomfortable in this movie watching this shit as it goes on and a bunch of white people. And you're like, you better not fucking say it.
I need to rewatch that movie. I love that movie.
It was so goddamn good, man. And I'm actually glad that I watched that in the comfort of my own home. Alright, that was my top 30, and the last topic is, apparently Karen's found out what Adult Swim is.
So what happened?
So apparently some woman found out that hold on, let me actually do this, because I can just go Adult Swim, and then hit search, and then news. The internet reacts after woman goes viral following Freak Out over Adult Swim content.
What show was they mad at?
Adult Swim has been a staple of adult entertainment for nearly two decades. Decades now, and with more recent hits like Rick and Morty and Primal under its belt, the late night block has shown no signs of slowing down. But it would seem that there are still some who aren't of its more mature offerings, as a mother recently took to social media to share some unflattering thoughts on its program, and her internet is having too much fun reacting to them. The mother took to Twitter to express her dissatisfaction with what she referred to as Cartoon Network After Hours and chastised the network for conditioning kids with the content.
I mean, Adult Swim is not for kids. It's for adults.
Literally, it's called Adult Swim. So, I remember my first introduction to Adult Swim when it actually first started happening. And I was watching shows like Wait Till Your Father Gets Home. And it was it was Family Guy, but tame. It was a lot of old shows. And then I started, Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Then Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law. C-Lab 2021. So they were adult shows, which is why it's called Adult Swim. Now, recently, they've gone, we can talk about Rick and Morty, but before that, it was the Boondocks.
Mm-hmm.
The Boondocks is not for kids. Flat out.
No, it was never designed to be for kids.
Was it Tim and Eric's Awesome Show? Children's Hospital, NTSEFESESXYZABC plus 5-3 show that they do. These shows are literally not for kids. If your kid is up watching TV at 10 o'clock, when they literally give you a warning before the show starts, and that's the other thing that gets me. The Adult Swim shows give you a warning before that. And if it's not just their little goofy warning that they shouldn't watch that, there's a TV rating. So, fuck you.
Yeah, like, that's just complaining to complain about shit for no reason. And here's the thing. Control your kids. Like, or explain to your kids. Like, I watched older stuff when I was a kid. My parents sat down. I was like, listen, this is this and this is this. I'm going to let you watch it, but that don't mean you can say this shit or act this way. And I didn't do it. Like, be a better parent. If your kid's going to watch that shit, you worry. Be a better parent. And if you don't want them watching it, don't let them watch it.
Yeah. I watched... So here's the funny thing. I grew up watching, and I'm going to do an episode on this, the amount of TV shows that I grew up watching are shows that I should not have watched. It molded me and formed me into the person that I am, and that's just the way it is. But whenever I watch something... Here's a perfect example. Naughty by Nature, Feel Me Flow. There's a line where Tret goes, there's Poontang for everybody. And I asked my mother, hey, Mom, what's Poontang? She goes, pussy. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Just explain it. And then be like, yeah, just because you hear this shit, I'll let you watch this shit. Don't mean you can just go out talking like this.
No. Exactly. So, like, my mother would say stuff like to me, but we had a conversation beforehand. So, when we were watching when we were watching MTV Jams, I knew that there were certain things that I should not say. Because she explained to me, hey, don't say this shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so it's different when my parents never let me watch certain things on my own. Like, they caught me watching Bram Stoker's Dracula. Now, I didn't know any better. And when they came in the living room and found that I was watching it, they immediately shut it off and was like, you can't watch that. What did you see? What didn't you know? And then sat down and talked to me and explained to me what was going on because they were parents. So...
Right. If they did their job.
Exactly. So, for as much as I talk about the sometimes bad job that my parents did with me, the one thing I will never say is I could go to them and ask them questions. So when I saw something, it was like, oh, hey, what's this? They would tell me. Oh, hey, where do babies come from? I didn't know babies came from the stork until I started. I was like, this doesn't make any fucking sense to me. Because my parents told me that when the people have sex, they come from more of the stomach and blah, 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 blah. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
But it could just be just because how I was raised and how mature I was at the time. So, but it's just funny that people are really freaking out over Adult Swim. Calm.
Of all things.
Calm the fuck down. Like, it's not that serious. It would be the equivalent of going, hey, I was on Comedy Central and my kids watched South Park and now they want to know what fish sticks are.
Although they complained about South Park too. You know, just like South Park comes on at like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. If your kid is watching that and you don't want him to, you can stop him or her.
Yeah, like if that's and I love it. It's been this whole thing where it's just like, oh, my kids shouldn't be watching that. All right, watch your fucking kids.
And also, kids are much smarter and know more about things than parents want to give them credit for. People are always trying to shelter children. And I think there's things that children should be exposed to as they get older and, you know, at certain points in their childhood. But this idea that, like, if your kid heard someone use a curse word when they're, like, 10, I'm like, they've already heard that shit in school. Like, kids are cursing in elementary school. It's not going to... They're not going to be like, what's that word? My ears at 10 years old or 12 years old. Like, they know that stuff. At 14, they've heard sexual things. Hell, they probably know people that might have already had sex.
Yeah.
Like, it's better for you to explain that shit and talk to them about it than try to shelter them and act like it doesn't exist.
Well, yeah. But again, I always tell people, it's like, who the fuck am I? Like, I don't want kids. I'm not having any kids, so I'm fine. But, like, the idea of... When I had conversations with my little brother and sister about certain things, it's like, so here's what's real. I was like, okay, so I'll explain this as best I can if mom and dad don't want to explain it. And I was like, hey, this is what it is. This is why I do what I do. This is why certain people do what they do. And this is why things are different. But again, it really comes down to the idea of you have to actually watch your fucking kids. You can't put your kid in front of a TV and then go, I'll be back in an hour. What did Lupe Fiasco say? It's from the song Bitch Bad. A little boy on the internet watching songs by himself. It doesn't matter if they have parental clearance, they understand the internet better than their parents. Like, if you understand that, like, your kid can do these certain things, then you really should be monitoring what they're doing. Like, you just can't leave and then go hope for the best. It's like you leave a kid alone for 24 hours and then, like, you're upset that they had a party and wrecked everything. It's like, yeah, kids are going to be kids. Teenagers are going to be teenagers. But, like, if you have a teenager who understands the boundaries and understands that, like, there are certain things that shouldn't happen while I'm not home, they may have a party, but they may have a respectable party. They may do things right. That they're not supposed to, but they may have a better idea of, hey, things are getting out of hand, and I'm going to get in trouble, but I'd rather let my parents know now as opposed to that. Like, when I would do stupid shit, I would just tell my parents. I lied, but, like, the major things is, like, I might as well tell them the truth because it'll be worse if I lie.
Right. Yep.
So this has been the Old Man Wade Show. I want to thank Brandon for taking the extra time to do this. I thought we'd argue a little bit more, which is funny, but I'm actually kind of glad we didn't. So before we go, one more time, tell everyone they can find the Watch So Serious podcast.
Yeah, the Watch So Serious podcast is anywhere you get your podcasts at: iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play, YouTube, all them places. Just check it out. Give us a listen. You'll find Old Man Wade on there many, many, many times. We talk about comic books, movies, TV shows, all of the above. We just did an episode on The Boys, comic book and TV show that'll be out this week. And we got some stuff on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. coming up. We've got no movie reviews because there's no movies. we've just been talking shit recently, a lot of gaming talk. So check us out. Give us a listen. Give us a subscribe if you like it. And you can follow me on Twitter at ThatCoolBlackNerd, BLKBlack. And I'm talking politics, comic book, sports, all the shit that I know what I'm talking about, and none of the shit that I don't.
So, for the people who don't know, Brandon is one of my favorite followers because he's unfiltered. If you don't like what he says, then you're kind of fucked because he's not going to hold back how he says. He's not going to hold back how he feels. So you're going to get the raw, unfiltered truth, and I really appreciate that. But I also want to know, if you had to recommend one specific episode or series of episodes for the Why So Serious podcast, what would you recommend?
We did a review on all of the MCU movies in order, leading up to Infinity War a couple years ago, that I'm really proud of, that we did a good job at. I think our reviews of the show Insecure, if you watch Insecure, have been really good. We got two of my favorite people, Lauren from the Two Woke Girls podcast and Stephanie from the Woke Minutes podcast.
Shout out to Stephanie. She's fucking awesome. And I love me some Stephanie, the thigh meat inspector.
So, yes. So we have a ball talking about Insecure and then getting to some of the seriousness of those things. And then Old Man and I did a couple reviews of some comic book series that, and comic book characters specifically, that I thought was really, really fun and really good, that's on there. And lastly, Rashani and I did a bunch of movie reviews when we had movies. And this is all movies, not just comic book or superhero movies, just all movies. So if you're into movies, check those out.
All right, man. Thank you for doing this. I know we only planned to do one episode. You did another little bit for me, and I appreciate that. But it was fun. I really got to get you on here more because, like, you'll post something, and I go, God damn, I need to get Brandon on here for this. And it's not even just the political stuff. Like, I want you and Javi to do just, like, a straight political episode. Like, I want to leave and play video games the whole time and let you guys talk and then put a timer on for an hour. And just put a timer on for an hour and just not listen. Because, like, that's just what Javi does. So I think you guys would be great at that. Absolutely. And Javi's actually starting a political podcast soon, which I can't fucking wait for.
I can't either.
You know what? I'm going to pull a page out of your book before we go. Within 2 minutes, tell me, what have you been reading?
The Boys. I went back and was been reading The Boys. So I've been consistently reading that for, like, the last week or so. Reading Captain America, catching up on that. A friend of mine told me, because I wanted to read some DC stuff, and I haven't really been happy with the DC stuff recently, except The Flash and Batman. They told me that, what's his name? Taylor.
Not Swift, right?
No, Tom Taylor's Suicide Squad. So I think that's my. That's about it because comic books kind of been on a hiatus. Like, I'm waiting for my X-Men books to come back. My Hickman X-Men books, X-Men, X-Factor, I mean X-Force and New Mutants. I'm waiting for my books to come back because those are my shits. But other than that, that's just all I've been reading.
So do you know about the X-Force book that came out?
No, what about it?
I can't tell you anything that happened because the ending...
When did it come out? This week?
2 weeks ago.
Oh, I didn't read one that came out 2 weeks ago.
So do me a favor.
I'm about to read it.
Buy it, read it, text me. We'll have and I'll send you the article that I wrote on it. Marauders came out maybe a month ago. A X-Men annual came out last Wednesday, and you need to... Yo, fuck, because you do know I do another podcast other than this one, right?
No, that's it.
I do the Culture Comic Book Podcast when literally all we do is talk about pop.
Oh, yeah, I've been on there with you.
So, oh, God. We'll talk later. Do you have any parting words for our viewers?
Fuck Red Hood.
Really?
Damn it, Wade!